This is the future.
Trump, I got a question. You on your debate the other day, you said illegal immigrants are taking black jobs. What the fuck are black jobs?
The illegal immigrants are being extremely loud on buses. They are all types of stuff that we said this used to be blacks. Remember when this was blacks and we liked it when they were black because they could dance and they were fun.
David, the election is right around.
I wanna take things slow. My mind in cruise control.
Then one day his heart was stolen by a demon. He never returned to complete his apprenticeship, and from that day forward he has been using his magic for entirely selfish reasons.
That boy is extremely dangerous. His powers are far too great for someone without a heart.
Si, senor.
Yo, Jerry Chestnut.
You guys, you gotta lock it in, man. Listen, I'm just gonna let the controllers know right now, because I know everybody who's listening was bobbing their head to that. That is Leon Thomas. His new album called Mutt just came out. I think it was last week, actually. Mutt. Song, huh?
Mutt,
M-U-T-T. That song was called Dancing with the Demons. Now, for those who don't know, Leon Thomas, he was the actor from Victorious, if you remember from back in the day. I forget what his name was in the show. He also was a part of
was Mutt.
He was also a part of the Backyardigans. He was Tyrone from the Backyardigans.
Wait, Victorious, the black boy with like the
dreads or the longer hair. Yeah.
And that's him singing and everything.
That's or he him singing. It? He did both. He sung it and he produced it.
Weird.
Yeah, man.
I'm Leon Thomas. Welcome to the Disney Channel.
Welcome to Mutt. but yeah, man, lock it in. And also, if you can hear the sound of my voice, and if you can see me on your camera right now, that could mean one thing and one thing only. You are locked in. To the Cruise Control, episode 129. As you guys already know, sitting right in front of y'all, it's the host with the most, the breast above the rest.
Durag Dev.
I'm Duragged out today, you feel me? Pokemon'd out today. It's the
waves,
one
waves on in, under construction.
How was my waves though before I put the
not great.
They were good.
Oh, thank you.
Not great, but good.
Come on. You wasn't that where's the energy at earlier? Benny started doing a wave it on the ground.
It wasn't a tsunami.
Benny was like start tutting away. The breast above the rest. It's the one and only Chess.
I hit a 69 guy.
Wait, what am I?
I hit a 69 guy.
I didn't hear that number.
I hit a 69 guy.
Okay. Woo, shit, my man, Simeon.
Euphoria, sitting to my left. It's the one and only. Cannoli cruises in the building.
A cannoli is.
And last but not Yeah, that's hilarious. Bendito is in the building with us today. And Dave and Benny, we added a member to the crew. You know, we didn't shout him out last week, but we definitely wanted to give him his flowers this week, because if you watched the YouTube, you might have seen a little bit different clips and you might have saw some things that were a little bit funnier. We got a new editor. It's the one and only, the man himself. Isaac? what's Isaac's what should be his name? What should be his
Dave knows.
What's his stage name, Dave? What's Isaac's?
Half white.
half white. Isaac half white in the building, our new editor. So definitely shout out to him. Let's go. Fellas, this was a an interesting week. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot going on this week. I'm pretty sure everybody had a good week, but there was a lot of a lot of anticipation for this week. Am I right or am I wrong?
Man, I want to double down though and say shout out to Isaac for real.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that folks are continuing. You know, Benny came through, flood the garden. You know what I mean? He came through.
I don't know what it means, but I'm here for it.
He came through, wrecked the building, offering his talents, his immense knowledge of music and drumming and vapes.
That is true.
He brought us vapeology.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
He teaches a course in that. Yeah. A vape course.
You know, Poppy Lex came through. He offered us sneakers and
donuts
and just all types of wishy-washiness with girls. And now Isaac, you know, it's just great that we have like a community that wants to invest into this pod. And Isaac, you know, editor extraordinaire, he really got the juice. He got the talents. He put my head in the microwave last
that
episode.
That was tough. Because Dave usually, like, that's what he usually, his Friday night is always that, just looking into a microwave. So for you to bring that to life and put it on camera, that's big.
You look like you sleep with your head in the microwave. You're ugly.
Got it.
But no, but that is true. Shout out to him.
Yeah, that is true.
We missed last week.
We did miss last week. Last week
we didn't have an episode last week because
life.
You know, it was
life be life.
Yeah, it was a busy one, and you're right. It was a momentous week. You know, a noteworthy, newsworthy week, and we'll get into that. But I first want to say this.
Okay, let's say this.
Your lay is getting more and more childish every week. For those of y'all listening on Spotify right now, Devin has a Pokemon do-rag.
Yes.
With a knitted Bulbasaur sweater. Is that a Nike check that he's riding on, or is it a leaf?
It's a check.
So is this a Nike hoodie?
I got this from Japan, so I just think it was I just think this joint was like copyrighted.
Right, that's copyright infringement. You heard?
It was
straight from Japan.
They make the hoodies and they make the Nike stuff in Japan anyway, or is that China? They make them not in America, so. People, they got their own side business. They go make the shoes for the company, and then on the side, they making hoodies for me.
Just for you.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And this hoodie got a story behind it, though. That's why I'm wearing this hoodie today.
What is the story?
The story is that a while back, I want to say like 2 years ago, I had bought this hoodie for one for myself, and then my homie Dale, who we started that card business with.
Shout out to your homie.
Shout out to my pal, my partner in crime.
Yep, your buddy old pal.
My buddy old pal. He was just getting into
full
like
white.
Starting to. He is full white. Starting the collection and like really getting into the Pokemon stuff. So I bought him a hoodie as well.
Uh-huh.
This John never fit me from the moment I bought this hoodie. It was like I couldn't move in this jaw super tight.
Oh, it was a Japan large.
It was a Japan extra large, yeah. Which is like a
medium in America.
And a medium in America or something like that.
Right.
So then today I threw the hoodie on and this joint actually fits me. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna wear it. I don't care if I look bad or not. I'm gonna wear the hoodie.
Oh.
So
for losing weight.
But losing weight, going back to school.
Yeah, man.
Durag Devin full
inches
effect.
Around your waist.
Man,
why are you waist watching?
Waist watching is crazy.
You never did waist watchers,
Benny. How many inches around your waist you lost? I could tell.
Come here.
Start measuring you. You got a tape measure.
It's in his pocket.
Let me see this.
Let's all measure our waist right now. It doesn't change the fact that this is a childish outfit.
It's okay.
Like when you're gonna grow up. You should show up here one day in a tux, and then I'll know that you have matured.
What's up with you though?
I'm chilling, bro.
Why you got a jacket on in the stew? Is it cold?
Yes.
Yeah, you definitely got a bubble on right now.
A bubble jacket. That don't look like an airbag.
Listen. Y'all, what y'all don't know is I got the deuce deuce in my bubble deuce.
Oh, okay.
And I got the Mac in my knapsack.
Are you lounging?
Lounging black.
I like the hoodie.
Thank you.
I feel like if you...
Oh, I like the hoodie. Oh.
That's the boy that sold it to him. I like the hoodie. Come on. Sorry.
Yo, cancel him.
They don't even know what he look like.
Cancel Bendito San.
I think it's good that you're promoting your business that you're doing right now.
Yeah.
On the side. And, yeah.
By the way, we got
Shout out to our sponsor for this week's episode, Head of Lettuce.
Head of Lettuce.
Head of Lettuce.
We got a car show Sunday. Another one in Woodbury, New Jersey. So if you happen to be in the area, come show love.
All my Woodbury, New Jersey listeners, all one of y'all, come through.
Or if you just want to come and support, we will be at the convention.
When is it?
Cards, candy. We don't got apparel yet because we're still building the business, but we're going to get there. Head of Lettuce, Woodbury, New Jersey, this weekend. Come find us. Anyway, Dave Bendito, this week was election week. Right. And, you know, it was highly anticipated because what happened?
I swear I just heard one of y'all fart.
No, I claim all mine.
Yeah, I would have told y'all too. I would put the microphone directly to my ass. Y'all know when I'm going to fart.
Yo, putting the mic to your cheeks is crazy.
Sorry, what you said?
Stand up. There's motion at your back door.
How you get a ring notification in your ass?
I was telling Benny earlier, Ring is insane for that. Every time somebody, I get a John on my watch, there's motion in your back door.
Turn around, look in the mirror. What's going on down there?
There's motion at your back door. Benny said, I don't want no motion near my back door.
So this week was election week. Highly anticipated. A lot of people, this has been like talk of the town for the past month now. We had Donald Trump, who was a part of the Republican Party, going up against Kamala Harris, who was the Democratic Party. And to make a long story short,
Kamala.
What'd I say?
Kamala.
I said Kamala.
It's like caramel versus caramel.
Kamala. But anyway,
what do you say?
I say,
Gimme.
Yo, who would do that towards that? Yeah. Gimme. Towards caramel.
Just like that. At an ice cream place. Say what you want on top.
Gimme. I go caramel. Caramel. Caramel is kind of insane to me. Who says that?
Yes, I go caramel too. So
it was the biggest.
It was by far
the biggest and most anticipated erection. Election. My bad.
Take your time.
Election in recent memory.
I anticipated this erection for months.
Huge erection.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. There was a lot of back and forth for what was going on and who was going to win. I will say beforehand, I voted for Harris. I was going to always vote for Harris, but my mind was that I had a feeling she was going to lose. I wasn't going to be surprised if she was going to lose. And the results were she did lose. So they're still tallying up a couple states.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, Donald Trump won.
I'll be watching CNN like it's ESPN draft.
So he won.
Like it's the NFL draft or something like that.
He already won.
The coverage be fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're coming in live with a news breaking update.
Yeah. It's over.
The state of Indiana is going to Donald Trump.
So yeah, most of the states went to Donald Trump in this one. Yeah.
How did y'all approach the day? Before we get into all the numbers, Devin,
okay,
did y'all approach like election day? I'm curious.
A part of me knew that he was gonna win. I felt like her kind of getting pushed into the seat of being president-elect.
Yeah, with like 100 days.
Yeah.
Like Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden was like
dropping out, essentially saying, I'm not going to run again.
But here's
somebody step up.
Vice president stepping up.
Which is not normal. Usually, upcoming candidates through the party get a lot of headway. Like, they know years in advance.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one running. You know, you start vetting yourself through the party channels, doing campaigning.
Yeah, and
never this fast.
No, never that fast. But I knew, there's a part of me that knew he was going to win just because I've been paying attention a lot online to people's reaction throughout the whole race and debates and stuff like that. And it's been heavy on the Trump side.
I mean, I think she fried him on the debate they had.
She
though.
Did.
Yeah,
I'll
give her the debate for sure. But I feel like his support is just crazy. Yeah. And his popularity in general is just insane.
He got shot. He risked his life for the country.
Yeah. It doesn't. She didn't stand a chance.
Yeah. He did his picture op.
Ah! White.
Ah, he turned into a bald eagle. Flew away. Just flew away. America.
But I approached it like any other day, man. I just.
Yeah, worked. I went to work.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, like, what was the day like? The vibe?
Yeah,
was you attached to the TV?
Nah, so I.
After work, yes. 100%. I had CNN on. I felt like an old ass man because I'm not big on watching CNN. Mm-hmm. But that joint had me up for like another 3 hours past the time I was supposed to go to sleep watching CNN. And I was like, what the hell is going on here, yo? And then it was just like landslide from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah.
You went to work, you said?
So I work overnight.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So when I got home, I took the dog for a walk, and then my polling place is right across the street at the library from my apartment. So I went there. It was pretty like not too packed when I got there. So I voted at like 7:30 a.m. in the morning, 8 o'clock. Went into that joint. I just seen all these people wearing American flag. I was like, we about to lose. That's the difference. Is like, like, you know, a supporter when like you're too hype about like living here. Like you wear the colors and all that, and you're very like, you want to show people that like, we don't know you live in America.
That's too hype if you wear like an American flag.
I do think it's hype though, because you could be happy that you live here and not have to be wearing the colors and shit like that. Like,
I don't know. To wear an American flag t-shirt and short set is insane.
To a like polling matching. Place like we are you voting? So? Like, are you voting in Ukraine?
I think that's how it is in every other country though. There's a lot of people that are proud of their country and they just wear the flag all the time.
Not during like soccer games and shit, but like if I'm going to Wendy's, I'm not gonna wear an American flag hat with an American flag tank top. You feel me? I'm just gonna put on clothes. But that's a purposeful thing. Like when you wake up in the morning, you say you're going out with your homies, or like you're just going to the store, you might grab a regular t-shirt. You don't by default or randomly grab matching clothes. Like, I just picked it out, closed my eyes, and I got the short. Like, that's a choice.
You know, now that you say that though, that's a good point, because I think. Tell me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but if you see somebody in America, specifically if they're white,
mm-hmm.
and they have on a match, like they have on an American flag outfit.
Yeah, they're voting for Trump.
There's an association. Whereas if you see somebody rocking like a Dominican flag shirt, you're just like, oh, that's just a proud Dominican boy.
Yeah.
So I think there's like a connotation specifically in America that you kind of like.
And it's not.
That means more than just you like your country.
It's not that. It's that they.
Because I'm American. Yeah. Like I was born here,
yeah,
and I like living here. They stand on that,
but
though.
I'm not gonna wear an American flag short set.
They stand on that shit, though. That's the thing.
Mine's gonna come in time.
Benny went to that John wearing his Porky's Point set up.
Yeah,
he said, "Give me." give me American flag.
No, yeah, but like I said, I voted in the morning. I saw some of my neighbors. We all went in there, voted. Walked out with
Clay there.
No, I took Clay for a walk though beforehand.
Oh,
and there was, when I first got home, the line was like wrapped around the library. So I'm like, damn.
And then Clay smelled. Clay.
Yeah, when I took Clay next to the pool, everybody ran away. No,
I fall.
No, there was nobody next to me saying I fall. Like, oh, ew, yucky, yuck. No, so I voted, went to sleep, and then I just, it was a regular day, man. The reason I didn't care is because I knew where it was headed for.
Yeah,
I knew where this was gonna go. And the reason why, Dave, is because the people around me were changing, and it's like, this is the first time in a while that like I took a step back and I was like, this is weird. Like, this is some weird ass shit. Like, I've never seen I've never seen people act like this before. I've never seen this happen before. Like, I don't know what clicked in people's minds. But this was like people that I grew up with, people that like I knew for years now. Like, at one point we hang out a lot and stuff. And then it was just like chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so weird. I've told you some of these stories. I had a friend tell me that he's changed his religion because he saw Donald Trump get an assassination attempt, and he thought that that was an act of God.
That he survived
the shooting. So he said he became a Christian now because he thought the only way that Donald Trump survived that was because of God.
What was his previous religion?
None. Atheist. He didn't believe in God.
Oh, so Trump made him.
Trump made him believe in God.
Tough.
And you know what's crazy?
That's crazy.
You know what made me really like think about this is that the boy's wife got into an accident like a few months ago, and she survived. And I was like, that didn't make you think God is real, that your wife is alive. Yeah. But this bull, I seen another bull, just had a baby, mm-hmm. dressed his baby up from head to toe. Baby is younger than Sophia, probably like 6 months. All Donald Trump gear, hat with the I'm 2024, the biggest Donald Trump fan, John. Not even like auntie's favorite nephew or like my uncle's the coolest or a giraffe on your shirt. It says Trump.
The baby just says Trump.
Yeah, crazy. And then the same boy took a picture with Trump at a golfing like place. And he put that picture on a t-shirt and wore that John. I'm like, I've never seen Dickie. This is like Dickie and Squared. Like, I learned this. I'm in school now. It's like Dickie, and then you put a tool next to it at the corner of it, and it's Dickie and Squared.
Dickie into the second power.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It blew my mind, like, how people were just like so about it and so for it. And it's just weird. It's cultish, man. And it's, like I said, it was the first time I got scared because I knew a lot of these people from when I was young. And it's like, to see you change like that, it's kind of weird. Like, what changed you? What did it? Why is this the guy that you're choosing to back?
Yeah.
Like, out of Bush, and I wasn't Mitt Romney, I think, was a person or something like that at one point. Like, out of all these Republicans.
He was a person at some point.
McCain, who ran for president. Like,
but how old were we during those times, though?
Like, high school to college, though.
Yeah, I mean, you at that point, you're starting to be aware of politics and all that. You might not get all the ins and outs.
Yeah, I think that point right there, that you may not get all the ins and outs, is what's bothering me a lot about this election that just came by. A lot of people, like, I'm not going to sit here and claim that I'm super educated on politics, because mm-hmm. I'm not, but I know a lot of people that have been posting all these strong opinions don't know shit about politics. And it's really bothering me.
It's crazy.
You feel like you can see right through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just like you're
how about the people that clearly trend? How about the people that clearly just copy and paste it from somebody else?
Yeah.
I'm like, your grammar's not that good. I voted for my children. I voted for freedoms.
Yeah.
I seen somebody post like this whole thing at, I voted for, you know, they were supporting Trump and they had this whole thing like, I voted. You don't even be typing like that.
Yeah. It's weird. And it also bothers me how fragile this country is mm-hmm. when it comes to politics, because we're so quickly to separate and divide more when the ultimate goal is to just to be good as a country as a whole. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like both candidates, if I'm being honest, were shitty to pick from.
I agree.
But the fact that people are falling for all the propaganda and like, oh, I'm blocking anybody that voted for Trump, or if you fuck with Kamala, I'm not gonna fuck with you. Like,
yeah.
Like, how could you? It's just red and blue. You know what I mean?
And that's
you don't know shit about their policies. You don't know how they're gonna impact you on your day to day life. Most of the time, it's not gonna impact you on your day to day life. And a lot of people just don't understand that.
And that's the thing. This is the first time that I've seen, like, I've been aware for a long time about things. Like, even when Obama was running, like, there wasn't this much divide as far as like, if the Obama was, first and foremost, Obama was frying people.
Yeah.
The election was done at 8, and by 8:30 he was won. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just cooking people. Right. So like, when he was president, it wasn't, I didn't I didn't see this much divide between friends and family and people. Just it's just hate. Like, people are really mad. Like, if you voted one way, they'll snap on you or something like that. Or they, and it's just weird that he brought this. And it's ever since he started his campaign, he's brought this with him. I've never seen another candidate before him, at least from my time, that was like ran their election off of like hate and like being angry at people and telling people to, you know, we're going to riot and fight for your rights. And it's just weird.
Yeah, I will say this. I was telling Roz this the other day that I feel like up really till and through Obama, the presidency itself was like you carried it with a level of like decorum, decency, high manners.
Yeah.
It's like the highest office in our country.
Yep.
And you're the face of our country to the global landscape. So, from Obama back, even the presidents that were so-called hated, like to me, like Trump is he's like a WWE character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From all the antics and just the way that he talks, that it sounds very uneducated, a 180 degree shift from what we saw from Obama. Even, you know, people thought Bush was like a mumbling, stumbling dude. Bush now looked like how Wu-Tang looks compared to some mumble rappers nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
like
a fact.
He carried himself with a level of like, hey, I'm still the president. I'm going to carry myself with some dignity and respect. And, you know, I'm going to prepare for my speeches and stuff like that. He wasn't the best. He stumbled a couple times. You know, Reagan wasn't super liked, but Reagan was articulate and could speak. And, you know, Nixon was hated for the Watergate scandal stuff, but he was a guy who could get up. He could do a speech. He could do. It's like Trump gets up there, he'd be freestyling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to your point, Dev, to run off what he's run off, where he just made, he has made divisiveness and like blatant, you know, prejudice so like acceptable. It's pretty insane. And I think there's no coming back from it. It feels like we're in a sitcom right now.
Mm-hmm.
And politics is just kind of the backdrop of it. But it feels goofy. Yeah. And that's, you know, regardless of what you think about what candidate is right or whatever, we got to admit that it does feel a little bit reality TV showish.
I agree.
And that's kind of the fault that comes with, or one of the consequences that comes with electing somebody that, you know, really hasn't shown that mettle.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's another thing, like history and politics. What did Trump do in politics prior to running for president? He literally was a celebrity that ran for president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
No governorship, no senatorship, he wasn't even an alderman.
And I think that worked in his favor.
Maze Gilliam was alderman.
An alderman is hilarious.
At least.
Yeah, that worked in his favor because a lot of people wanted someone in office that wasn't a traditional politician.
Right. It's what he stands for. It's not him. That's why he could say anything and people tend to overlook or forgive it.
Because
it's not really about him. It's what he stands for. He stands for that. Like,
yeah,
contrarianism, fighting against the machine and all the rhetoric he puts out there. I'm thinking too, Dev, about what you said about the politician worship. I'm like, do we get tight when people have like a Jalen Hurts jersey on or a Joe Burrow jersey?
Right.
Like it. But is that an equivalent, or you think it's different?
What,
like we worship celebrities in this country.
Yeah,
we'll wear a jersey of our favorite basketball player.
Right.
So like, if somebody likes Trump and they wear a MAGA hat or put the, like you said, the bull with the T-shirt and all that, isn't that the same thing?
No.
Why?
Because it's a different scope of, like if somebody wears a Joel. All right, who's my least favorite player like in the NBA? I would say if somebody wore, I guess, a Celtics. If somebody wore a Celtics jersey, right? Like, I'm not going to rumble them. You feel me? Or like, I'm not going to feel tense if I'm walking by somebody with a Celtics jersey and I got a Sixers hat on. We might chip words, friendly back and forth, but it's a game at the end of the day, right? It's a basketball game. It's nothing. But like, if you see a bunch of white bulls with MAGA hats on from head to toe, and it's you and TJ and Mike, and it's a Puerto Rican with two black bulls, what's the feeling going to be like? It might be a little different because you don't know who you're going to be passing in that time. And that's why people, when you vote for fucking Trump, it kind of messed with me, because it's like, you know who you're siding with.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing in my book. So when I hear people saying, oh, it's because the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, that's the most important thing to me because I need to have my guns. Oh, all right. That's cool. That's important to you. That's fine. You think that he's got a better policy for money. That's fine. But understand that you're aligning yourself with people who would hate your best friends or hate you or hate me because of my color or because of what I look like. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that. And we never know.
So you never know. You feel as though Trump still stands for racism and inequality in those aspects?
He does, and he knows that he does. He'll never outwardly come and say it, but he knows that a lot of the people who are voting for him are doing it. A good amount of people are doing it strictly because of that confidence that it brings. If I can go on there and a guy who said you can grab women by the pussy and they'll do nothing about it publicly, mind you, right? It came out public that he said this. Mm-hmm. If a guy that came out and said the Central Five, those kids who were found not guilty for doing that crime, they should be thrown in jail. He came out publicly and said that about five black kids who were like 19, 18, whatever years old, like young black kids.
Yeah.
He came out publicly and said that. He is now your president. This is now a guy who can run your country. If he could say that shit, oh, bet. I can go to this Puerto Rican boy right here and be like, what's up, you spick? What's up, you this? What's up, you that? What's up? You feel me? That's why it kind of sucks.
Yeah, you think because he so freely speaks on those things like that.
And he's the leader. He's the leader now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's our leader now.
That's
yeah,
fair.
He has. I told my dad this the other day. He has kicked that door open and it's not going to close.
Yeah.
So now I think people feel more emboldened to just speak their mind and talk about how, you know, they want their race to be prominent and still at the top of certain industries or thing. Like, it's just there. It's out. And he has enabled that.
Yeah.
So like Dev said, even if he's not saying it explicitly, he represents those ideals, those ideologies. So it's a time we live in.
Just to put a little sidebar on that,
mm-hmm.
I find it very uncomfortable that still after all these years, we're so divided by color and not culture. Because it's fine to have different cultures, but seeing somebody of a different color really bothering somebody else is really weird to me still, like in this day and age. When we're so connected with network and lifestyles, and we live in a city that is like a melting pot of ethnicities, that it still exists is really weird to me.
To be honest, it's not that surprising to me.
Not that
surprising. Because so much of that is just handed down.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're taught when you're young,
yeah,
like it only take but a few formative experiences, conversations, you know, outlooks to be passed along, and then you just carry that. And it's something that's ingrained so deep that a lot of times you might not even realize it.
Yeah.
But that stuff, you know, that's this country was built on that, on those divides being there. And so yeah. I hear you, like I think what you're saying is it doesn't make sense to you personally.
Yeah,
like
to me personally.
Can't comprehend how that could be the case. But stepping out of yourself and looking at, I think it's pretty easy to see that that's a lot of stuff that's just handed down. And we have to think bigger than just our circle. So like, you've always lived here in Philly, in this city with this demographic makeup.
Yeah.
And there's people out in, you know,
Tennessee.
Wherever,
yeah. Kentucky somewhere, like in some rural, and that's all they know.
Yeah.
Is their culture there, you know, and so somebody coming in looking like you with a beard, and that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give the rest of your identity out.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a question mark over your face.
Just a question mark with a beard, if anybody asks.
But yeah, if somebody like you walk through their town, they're looking at you like you an alien, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it happened to you when you went to Slurp Me Up.
Yeah, that happened to me and Davi when we went to Utah.
Yeah,
when
y'all sat next to Brigham Young.
Brigham
Young voted for Trump.
Utah is a Republican state. I'm looking at the map right now. They did vote.
Oh yeah, Dev, you was gonna give us all the stats.
Yeah.
So how did the game turn out?
All right. So there's still two, Nevada and Arizona are still up for, I guess, debate.
And how many electoral votes?
So right now, electoral votes, Trump has 295.
Okay.
Harris has 226. The total votes so far, Trump has
74,027,754. Harris has 70,102,800. So he's frying her by at least 4 million votes right now.
Total.
And it's not done yet because still Nevada and Arizona still got to go.
They must have construction workers counting those votes up in Nevada and Arizona.
Got to be.
You know, they'd be taking lunch breaks every 30 minutes.
But even if, let's say Trump lost those two states, how many electoral votes for each state? Like, would it swing the election another way or does it not even matter?
So there's 6 in Nevada and 11 in Arizona. So say she wins that, she gets 17. She would be at what? 243 and he would be at 295.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. Once you reach 270 electoral votes, it's over.
Yeah.
Because that's the swing.
Yeah.
Whatever. So he got that pretty early on in the... And then if we're going to break it down by swing states, so there was a bunch of swing states that could have helped in either way. Like swing states are basically states that can determine, they always switching up.
Yeah.
He won Wisconsin. He won Pennsylvania. He won North Carolina. He won... Mississippi. He won Georgia. He won Florida. And then Arizona and Nevada are two other swing states, and he's currently winning them right now.
Missouri?
Missouri is MI?
No. Missouri's MS? No, maybe MS is Mississippi. Man, I don't know.
MS is Mississippi, yeah.
So MI is Missouri?
MI is so Michigan.
Even though they're still tallying votes.
Yeah, we way off.
We dumb.
Yeah, we shouldn't be talking about
Samsonite.
This.
Samsonite.
Yo, he won Michigan, and they had fucking Eminem. Isn't Detroit in Michigan?
Yes.
They had all the highest people in Michigan, and he still went in there, cooked them.
Who else is tough from Michigan, yo?
Huh?
Who else is tough from Michigan?
The Michigan man.
Yeah, the Michigan man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How could I forget?
Tires?
That's crazy. And the thing is that, and this is eye-opening. And
PA, we right here.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
this
outside of Philadelphia, it's all red.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with Michigan. Like, they won Detroit, Flint. They won Grand Rapids. They won all them cities. Like,
yeah.
All the major cities in Michigan, they won. All right, Kamala, right? Kamala?
Caramel
won. Harris won all those major cities, but
yeah.
Everywhere around them lost. And then we can go to Pennsylvania and...
Call her Vice President Harris, y'all.
Vice President Harris won Pittsburgh.
Give some respect on her name.
Vice President Harris won Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Allentown, Erie. She won... Oh, no, she didn't win Erie, but she won Allentown, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh.
What about Reading? It's a lot of Spanish people in Reading.
They said, we hate... Yo, y'all want to get into it since we Spanish? What the fuck is up with us, yo? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not Spanish.
I'm sorry. What are you, Dave?
Latino.
I'm sorry.
Latinx.
I don't want to. I don't like how you identify as a cannoli. It's crazy. I don't like cursing on this pod. But
yeah, watch your profanity.
I'm breaking this down.
Yeah.
By race right now, okay? And color and this is the, ethnicity.
The vote outcome.
This is the vote outcome,
based
right?
Based on race?
Based on race, okay?
Lay it on me.
Hey, yo.
Hey, you. 71% of the election was white people.
Okay.
57% of that 71 voted for Trump.
Okay.
So
okay.
70% of all voters were white.
Were white.
70%
70%
I didn't. See, did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
That's crazy.
70%
The next highest was Hispanic and Latinos,
mm-hmm.
with 12% of the vote.
Total votes.
Total votes, mm-hmm. in the entire America. 46% voted Trump, 52% voted Harris.
In the Latino vote.
In the Latino vote. 52% Harris, 46% Trump. The next highest was the black vote, mm-hmm. which is 11%. 85% Harris, 13% Trump.
You know I got this red.
I'm changing. When I apply to jobs now, I'm putting African American. I'm not with us no more. When I saw this stat, yo,
yeah,
this shit really pissed me. Like, I was so mad.
And listen.
So what makes you mad about the Latino vote? How did it, was there like a gender breakdown?
Yeah. Let me. So, so they broke it down even more by gender. The most people that voted in this vote this year was white women. Mm-hmm. White women made up 37% of the vote.
White women.
53% of the white women voted for Trump. Okay. 45% voted for Harris.
Okay.
The next highest was white men.
Okay.
60% of white men voted for, or 34% of the vote was white men. 60% voted for Trump, 37% voted for Harris, right? So folded. The next highest was black women. Mm-hmm. 91% of black women voted for Harris. It was a fry session. It was cooked.
Freedom, I can't lose. Freedom.
Why you sing Beyonce? You
think I'm black? They were playing that song everywhere. I hate that stupid song.
They was playing it everywhere. David, Bendito, what is the next highest race and gender? Make a guess for me right now. The next highest race and gender of voting.
Cambodian dogs.
What?
The next highest.
Spanish males.
Latino males.
It was a tie between Latino males and Latino females.
Why'd you say it two different ways?
Because
Latino males and Latino females.
The way he's saying it is like he's got, like, I don't know.
I put that twang on it.
Y'all ready for this? Latin men, which is, this is the cruise control, is Latin men.
Yeah.
55% of Latin men voted for Trump.
All right, so
43% of Latin men voted for Harris.
What do y'all think was the turning point?
We dumb. That's the turning point.
It was the song.
What song?
You never. Oh, Davis.
Cue it up, Dave.
Davis, right.
Oh my God, I will vote. I will vote for Donald Trump.
It's easy.
Said no fear, no more.
Sí, señor.
That was more racist than the floating pile of garbage city. That was more racist than the. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sí, señor.
So you think that song specifically is what's persuaded?
It had to be the tipping point.
How you
because that joint is a bop.
It is a bop.
Oh my God.
I felt a maraca just forming in my pocket. I was ready to.
I almost stood on my chair.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Donald Trump.
No fear, no more.
Let's do it.
Yo.
In the Heights.
55% of Latin men voted for Trump, 43% voted for Harris.
Washington Heights.
And then we go to Latino women.
Yo, that song is insane. Somebody really got in the studio, cooked up that beat, recorded that song, did a couple takes. Ever does a song in one take.
I don't know. That joint might have been one take. That was a banger.
Just pure.
Came from the soul.
Oh, my
God. Just pure for the love.
Yeah.
And then.
Amazing. Isaac, you got to make sure that the visuals are played on that video as well.
For Latino women.
If you tuning in right now on Spotify,
Watch the YouTube. Watch the YouTube.
Yeah. At the Cruise Control Show. And you will see that video in all its glory.
And if you're watching on YouTube, I want you to do us a favor right around here, right? You're going to click that subscribe button. Please.
Sí, señor.
Subscribe, like, comment underneath the video, please. Follow the control. Follow the pod.
That's it.
What's going to be on the subscribe button this week, Dave? It's going to be right here somewhere. So Isaac is going to make sure to put this on the subscribe button for the pod this week?
That's a great question.
I'm gonna let you, while you think about that, mm-hmm. I'm gonna bless you.
Hit the subscribe button right here. All I need is a truth. Because we love our country. We love it just like you.
Just like you.
Life is good. Because we love our country. We love it just like you. Oh my God, I will vote. It's easy, you are. All right, now that you got inspiration, what's going to be on the subscribe button this week?
A pair of maracas just shaking like this.
A pair of maracas crossed.
Yeah.
Right over the subscribe button.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it twacking. Oh my God. I will vote.
And the last numbers I want to say before we, you know, continue to talk about this is that Latino women, 60% voted for Harris, 38% voted for Trump. So Trump gained most of his votes from white women, white men, Latino men, and then all other races, because 46% of all other races voted for Trump. So that includes like Asians and I guess Native Americans and stuff. I don't know what other races they polled from this.
All right. So now one more question on this topic that I have is, would we be focusing so much on the Latino vote if those comments weren't made?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, me personally, because I am Hispanic, I'm Puerto Rican. You're
talking about the pile of garbage,
the Tony Hinchcliffe thing.
I would have, because I just would have.
There might be people that are listening that don't know what that reference is.
So for those who don't know, I would say about a week or two ago, before the election, Trump was holding a rally in Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. and he had a bunch of like celebrities come on and people just talk on his behalf. So one of the people that came to talk on his behalf was Tony Hinchcliffe. For those who know who he is a stand-up comedian. He's very, very well known for his roasting and also his podcast, which is called Kill Tony, which is hilarious, by the way. I will say you see a lot of great comedians on there, so I will plug that. That is a good podcast.
Our intro clip, yeah.
You should listen to Kill Tony. Has a bunch of good and funny people. But he goes on this joke rant on there. He talks about a bunch of different questionable racially charged things. He says black people carve watermelons for Halloween. And then the one that got everybody up in arms was he said that Puerto Ricans, he called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. So after he said that, everybody was up in arms. Mad Spanish people started promoting.
A bunch of Latinos and a bunch of Latinas.
Started promoting Harris.
Yeah.
Notably, Bad Bunny and Ricky Martin went immediately, like 30 seconds after he said that, on Instagram and posted Harris and that they're voting for Harris and stuff. So
Harris.
So, but that shit didn't work because nothing can stop the power of this.
That's Shakira.
That can't be Shakira.
It's easy, and you are.
Yeah, I think you
that's
know what else.
Mean, yeah.
You know what else set water to that flame of Kill Tony's comments was Joe Biden's response, calling all of Trump's supporters garbage. Right after that.
Oh, yeah.
So the sitting president of the United States is calling half of his country garbage. So that kind of offset that really quickly. Yeah.
I know we have to move on, but I'll just say this. I think overall, you know, I don't no matter what you voted, the place that we're in right now from a political standpoint is just very fatiguing to me.
Yeah.
I agree.
There's like extremes on both sides.
Yeah.
And I feel like
that is true.
If I had to say one thing that I think was maybe the weakest part of Vice President Harris's campaign, it was just that there really ultimately wasn't anything of substance that was spoken to as far as what people need to hear in the country. Like, you know, I think people were saying, oh, she's got more outlined policies than Trump. And like, sure, but it was also a lot of just fear mongering on both sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is definitely true. And so it's like two sides of the same coin. Y'all both playing the same game. So now it's just a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I want to see, I would like to see politicians get back to really trying to figure out how can we better ourselves as a country. Talk substantively about policies that you have.
Yeah.
With some depth. Show that you've done your research. Show mm-hmm. that you've thought this through.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be a bunch of this like silly fear mongering back and forth on both sides.
Yeah.
Trump's about to make sure everybody can't ever get an abortion. You're going to have to keep kids after you get raped. Blah, blah, blah. It's like fear on that side. And then on his side, it's like, oh, they're letting them get, you know, sex changes in jail, and they're letting people in the border, and they're killing you and raping you. Like, it's really, that's all it was.
I agree. And if they spent half the money they spent on these smear campaigns on actually promoting their policies, I feel like the outcome could have been different.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot that, you know, you can blame whatever, but ultimately it don't matter at this point. Trump did win the election.
Yep.
So for the next 4 years, whatever happens, happens.
And
you, the only thing you could do is hope for
four more.
Right. Right.
I was going to look at him and be like,
yeah, yeah. That's crazy. Alex's boss went up to Trump and said,
four more years.
Ultimately, my hope is that, you know, you voted for him. If you did vote for him, hopefully he does good by the country. If not, y'all just gonna have to live with the consequences. And I guess we all are. We all live in the same area.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. If shit goes south, I ain't gonna help y'all. I'm just be chilling. Like, yo, Dev, what I'm gonna do? I'm like, y'all got that. I will vote.
Yeah, and for those who hate Trump, this is the last you'll see of him. Because presidents can't do more than two terms.
Yeah, well, he's trying to get that abolished.
We'll see. And this, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, he be saying a lot of cappy stuff, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Cappuccino.
Yeah, he's
let's do it.
I will vote.
I think no that was enough.
Normal.
Enough politics. Where are we at time-wise?
We talked about that. We're at 52 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. That was a healthy conversation.
Yeah,
I'm proud of y'all.
Yeah, we don't talk politics too often here, but
yeah, I'm proud of y'all. Dev, you basically a CNN correspondent at this point. You had the numbers on deck.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is, you know, we want to make sure that we have facts here.
School really changed you, bro.
We just don't want to go off of, thank you. Yeah. We just don't want to go off of like what we think. We want to have facts and
like your intelligence went to the second power.
Thank you.
Tough.
Thank you.
That's I'm a do-rag holding it all in.
Yeah. Do-rag holding my intelligence in is crazy.
Japanese do-rag holding it all in. Tough at math.
Y'all stupid, man.
Tough at math.
Yeah.
Listen, man. We said we're going to get off that topic. We got something else to talk about. And I do have something else to talk about, fellas. Last week, you know, we missed this, but we got to talk about the number one album out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got to talk about it. Number one album out right now is none other than Chromacopia by Tyler, the Creator. Y'all, you know, Benny talked about this, you know, last or 2 weeks ago. Very excited for the outcome of the album to see what it was about. He did drop some, it's like some fire visuals of it. And
Benny did or
no Tyler the Creator. Yeah, Benny did.
Benneth is crazy dropping visuals for another artist.
Yeah, it was
Benny's visuals.
It was BennyVisuals.com. I will vote
for Benny's visuals. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It was highly anticipated, and man, it lived up to the hype. So, just to throw some numbers out there, the album debuted at number one with 296,000 sold in 3 days, which is crazy. And that was because it was barely half of the week that it was already at 296,000.
He did a pretty good job rolling it out. He had all the, like, the little snippets and the previews.
Yeah,
he had the conspiracy theorists popping off with the who's going to be a feature.
It was they said it's the highest selling album in 3 days, hip hop album in only 3 days.
Like, ever?
Like of this year.
Of this year, yeah.
How many of those people that bought it were Latino males?
56%.
Latino males.
And how many were Latino women? Oh, that makes me mad. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
No film no more.
It sounds like Rob Schneider doing a bad accent.
I voted for Trump because he's Sancocho.
He was saying anything in them lyrics, yeah.
Give Trump a limbe. He loves me too.
Give him a limbe.
If you don't vote for Trump, I give you buffeton.
That's crazy. Half of the Spanish people voted for him. He about to deport him. Thanks for the vote, idiot. Get back to your country.
I'll go home.
He's gonna be playing that song on speakers on along the wall to divide in Mexico. Blaring that jam.
He's gonna be at the top.
So he sold, you know,
Taco Tuesday.
Within 3 days, he sold, you know, 200 something.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
So the whole week, he ended up with 299,000 units sold, which is
299.
By that's crazy though.
99
in a streaming era to sell an album
is not as tough.
Like a physical,
yeah, to sell 299.
Well, I guess digital sales might count too.
What's
the best song on that, John? Let me hear. I actually haven't listened to that.
You haven't heard it yet?
I've only heard the snippets that he put out, which I was like, production-wise, sounding great. But now that all the songs are out, Benny, this is your guy right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had there like a John say. That like was like
he had a John called Hey Jane, but that was more like a storytelling John. So I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but the story of it, I think it's in its own category because it was tough. It was about him. And I don't know if it's true or not, but it was about him and some lady that they were pregnant. And the whole song talks about like getting an abortion and him being famous and her being like in her 30s. So like she don't know how much long her eggs are going to be good for. So it did a good dive into that whole subject of like women thinking about giving birth before it's too late and the men's aspect of like not wanting to take care of a child that they weren't expecting.
It was like a slow type song?
No, it was a little, it was like... It had a beat to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was good though.
Hey Jane.
Hey Jane was one that I think you listened to. Personally, this was like my favorite production or produce part was this song right here.
Your new hot comb go round and round. Your new blowout go round and round. The 3-6 waves go round and round. The grease adding up, it go round and round. I gotta work, I gotta eat. If they see you on top of me, I gotta leave, bitch, I killed you. Your natural state is threatening to the point that I pointed myself and self-esteem, bitch, I killed you. No finding out, a couple knots was a map. We escaping them routes right on the scout, bitch, I killed you. Taking you out, it's not a game full of shame, so we straighten you out without a doubt, bitch, I killed you. You were so essential, how we used to pick you, cause you was a simple. Berries and oils, your nature was so simple, but I guess the coils and kings became an issue. Therefore, bitch, I killed you. Jerry's and Mimi's, I burned you, I cut you, I filled you up with Kimmy's.
Llama.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite produced song from the album. That's called I Killed You. Because he did this whole...
Don't just bring in the Spanish guitar 30 seconds in.
So he's tough. He said,
bloom, 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 bloom.
He did this... Whatchamacallit, he did this run of like that Hey Jane song where he talks about getting that girl pregnant and then I Killed You, which is like they got an abortion. And then Judge Judy, which is like he's on to the next girl.
What was this song?
I Killed You.
I Killed You?
That was the name of this song.
I
like Judge Judy a lot.
I tell you this all the time.
Sorry.
I tell you this all the time. I just try to think about how would I react if I was in the studio
when a
world class producer just plays a Deloitte beat.
Is Tyler
like that one right producer? There made me feel like I would just pop out of a jar like a snake and then he was a snake charmer.
Just slithering
like
I would out.
Just rise up out of the
I killed you. Is Tyler the Creator a world class producer? He produces all his albums.
That's
yeah.
That's
Yummy Time.
Christine.
That's tough.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
He had a squeaky clean floors. He had a lot of good songs on here. A lot of good songs.
Yeah, I can't pick what I feel as though is my favorite. If you want to just go off the ones that are streaming the most, I think that would be a good approach. But I thought he did a great job on this album.
Yeah.
Production was on point.
He had a lot of features.
A lot of features. I do feel like, though, he could have utilized his features a little more. Mm-hmm. Like, the track that Wayne's on, it felt like...
It was like a 30-second Wayne verse. I was like, yeah. I need more. I want more.
Well, Wayne snapped on his last album, so I could understand him not wanting to utilize that again.
Yeah.
And make that, like, his go-to for every album.
He did snap.
But...
he had Schoolboy. Schoolboy had a good John.
But it was also quick.
Yeah, it was a quicker. The John Doce had a good verse on there. The yeah. John Balloon.
Yeah.
She had a good verse. Her verse was like 60 seconds maybe.
She brings a lot of energy to her tracks. Yeah. I noticed that about her. I haven't dove into her discography yet, but.
That her album is nominated for Grammy.
That John just came out too, right?
Hip Hop Album of the Year, yeah.
Yeah. She's from TDE.
Yeah, they signed her TDE.
I still feel that Tyler is. He's not Kendrick level quite yet.
No. He says that in this album, though.
There isn't a universal appeal, unfortunately. He just hasn't reached that point yet. He's close.
And I don't think he that's his goal, though.
Yeah, he just wants to make art.
He just wants to create his own lane because, like we said previously, he's a creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler is a creator.
Yeah, he's a creator. What was I going to say?
Previously on Benny's thoughts.
Threw him off. Creator thing.
I think he's a creator. And he'd be creating.
Previously we talked about how he.
Yeah, I forget. Don't even worry about it.
It's like, no. I killed you.
Just killed my whole thought process.
Let's do it. My bad, bro. If it come back to you, just interrupt.
Yeah, I will.
No, it's
no, I'm kidding.
Oh, I thought you were. I was like, yeah, go ahead.
No, bro, I forgot it.
This,
he's a creator.
Because a lot of the numbers went crazy on this album, right? Because the second week almost sold more than the first week. So, like, this album is going nuts right now. It brought that conversation up.
Yeah.
The big three is Tyler the Creator taking over J. Cole's spot. No, because the big three has always been a lyrical thing. In my opinion, it's always been like, who's the biggest, like, who's the best artist rap-wise, a rapper? Who's the best rapper?
Yeah.
And Kendrick is one.
Kendrick is one. J. Cole is two.
The boy that started the Trump song, too.
It's
the boy that's saying, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. When he said that, that changed my mind.
Yeah, I was like, gimme.
Yeah.
No, that joint was good. But I would go. I still would go J. Cole, Kendrick, if we're going rapper wise. And then Drake's not a good rapper, and I'm always gonna say that, and I'll stand on the hill. And Karis Wethers either. But
why you ain't got no black editors?
You should do a whole pod and Karis one voice.
No, but I do think as an artist, though, like if we're going top three artists, yes.
He stands in a lane of his own.
And he says that in his album. He
created a lane of his own.
He keeps going.
Yeah, I think most importantly, he is a creator. So we got to keep that in mind. You know what I mean?
Like, don't lose sight of that.
Because what he does is he creates.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things he did on his album was create the album itself. You know?
How many Latino males created
something? None. Because we suck.
53%?
53% created. Hey, not this album, though, because Tyler created this one.
Yeah, that's true. And he will always be a creator.
I think it's fair to say that he will always be a creator.
Yeah. As long as he's here, he will create.
I gotta keep it straight for you now.
Is it create or caramel?
Yeah.
No, but in this album, though, he does say that he's the big... next to Kendrick, he's the next biggest in the city.
Yeah.
So he's saying, like, from the West Coast, it's Kendrick.
He's from the West Coast.
It's Kendrick, mm-hmm. and then it's Tyler. And I would agree with that 100%. 100%. It's Kendrick, and then it's Tyler. And then as far as artists go, he's definitely in top three artists, like hip-hop artists right now.
Oh, yeah.
Next, but Kendrick is number one across the board with anything that involves hip-hop right now.
All I know is Tyler going to be in Philly July 5th.
I might go to that, John.
That's my birthday.
Oh, we out.
So I'm trying to go.
We out.
Yeah.
I'll go to that, John.
You're going to be at Wells Fargo, I think.
I'm gonna dress up in the same mask that he had on with the same haircut.
Tough. Yep. Make sure you wear the durag though. Keep your thoughts in
the
there.
The durag is gonna be a part of the hair.
So you remember all the lyrics.
I'm gonna dress in an American flag outfit.
You're just gonna be a big flag.
A blanket size flag.
He gonna be the John that be at the dealerships.
FC Kerbeck flag. Yo, that's the biggest flag I ever seen, yo.
Kerbeck!
It's like at least a 3-story flag.
No, but to get back into the music of this album, so he had feature wise, right? He had Schoolboy Q, Lil Wayne. He had a joint with Glorilla, Sexy Red, and Lil Wayne on the same joint. That one was, it was okay. It wasn't, my expectations for that one was a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He also had the joint that everybody thought was going to have Kendrick on it, but it ended up having Schoolboy Q on it. You Thought I Was Dead.
Yeah.
That was the one that we played on the pod. When he left, he put the little clip out there. Let me see what's a good song out here for Dave.
I mean, you played a good one. Is this the album of the year? Y'all calling it?
Hip hop?
Just in general.
No hip hop albums got even nominated for album of the year.
Yeah.
Second year in a row.
Forget the nominations, just off opinion.
Album of the year?
I don't know. It's tough to say.
It's tough because I'm such a big hip hop fan that I will be biased. So I will vote mostly for hip hop. It's just, you feel me? But like,
if he's saying just album in general,
because like
out of all the music,
yeah. Because who had good albums this year? They said the John Sabrina Carpenter had a good album. That's one of the albums for in the running for album of the year. Who else did they say? Beyonce, they said, had a good album.
Yeah.
The Cowboy Carter John.
Benny's Artist dropped.
Benny Artist had one of the albums of the year.
That's in the running.
Yeah. For sure. I would put it up there, though, just as far as like a project, because again, Dave, this is not like a song. You might not hear none of these at the club. You definitely probably won't hear them at a barbecue, but this is like a John that you sit down and you like listen to and you just appreciate, and it evokes an emotion. And it makes you think a little bit deeper about what people go through. Because even in one of these songs, which was crazy to me, but I've been a fan of Tyler growing up. I never liked him when he was eating roaches and shit. But once he got with Odd Future and they started doing like the TV show and all that, I thought he was funny. And then his album started being good. So I've been listening to him for 10 plus years now. And to see his growth was But to see his growth as an artist was crazy to me. Yeah. And I think one of the biggest moments in this album for me was the song Like Him, where he talks about his dad. So Dave, in the song Like Him, he talks about his father who was never in his life. And growing up, if you listen to Tyler, he hated this boy.
Yeah.
So he was saying a lot of his early songs, like, if I seen him, I'll stab him. He made different songs about like, you know, I would still answer my phone if he called, like, where's my dad at? Like, I hate you, you Nigerian piece of shit. Like, he would get mad at him. So in this album, he incorporates like a lot of his like a conversation that he had with his mom. And at the end of that song, Like Him, because he's like, it's basically a song about his mom explaining, like, you got the same hair and nose and eyes. And he's asking questions to his mom, like, how do I look? Is it, this is how he did things? Do I look like him? At the end of the song, his mom tells him that it's her fault, that the dad was reaching out when he was a kid and he wanted to be a part of his life. And his mom was like, I'm sorry, like, that's my fault, because I hated him so much that I never let him be a part of your life. So I hope you forgive me for that. But this album, he's just finding out.
Yeah.
At least this is what the album portrays, but he's just finding out that his mom is the reason that he never got to meet his dad, because his dad was trying to be in his life and his dad did want to be a father to him, but his mom didn't want him to. So in this song, she's like, can you forgive me for that? Like, it's not his fault. Don't blame your dad, because your dad always reaches out about you and wants to see you.
That's heavy, man.
That is heavy. But that's what I'm saying. This is why an album like this is just, you listen to it, you're like, damn, like.
And then listening to this conversation, it's like, can we even put him?
Yo. Dave, come on,
that is,
man,
the craziest. I'm trying to help
you out. Yo, he
nodded at you and said,
I'm a creator.
This boy really, yo, for those on Spotify, he really just licked his lips at me.
That's the worst way to help him out, bro.
Because you could do it like on the side. Like, you ever watch somebody talk?
No.
You ever watch somebody talk and they just do something on the side, like, and then it makes you think like, oh, maybe like, whatever. It like
he got your attention.
He looked at him.
I'm not gonna on the slick. I said, "Yo, lick your lips."
That might be worse, actually.
And you didn't hear me, so then I had to. Yo, look,
he said,
give an example.
He had to get your attention.
How was that out? Yeah, this boy disgusts me.
That's crazy.
This was hilarious.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, can we put him up there with the lyricist if he's producing storytelling like at this level? Because it's captivating. It's making you feel something. It's good written music. It's not like Lyrical Miracle, but it's well written.
I'm just gonna stay with what I've been saying. That artist wise, yes, but rapper wise, no. Because like he's not saying anything that I'm like, that's crazy. Like lyrically, I'm like, oh shit. Like he set a bar.
But it's good writing though.
Regardless. It's good writing, but it's artist, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think that's what he's been saying is that he's an artist and he wants to be trained as an artist and he's gonna put out art for everybody.
Yeah.
To listen to.
I still think he can go toe to toe with a lot of rappers though.
Rapping wise?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my voice got so high.
I don't know about that. He might get cooked. Rapping wise. Just strictly lyrics, he might get cooked by a lot of people. But he is smart, so he could have the ideas to like fry somebody just like by creating an agenda or a story about them, just like Kendrick.
I mean, he's super clever. He has had witty bars for mm-hmm. sure. Is he as rap gymnastics as some other people? No. So that
yeah,
I don't know if he's cracking like a top five of current artists that are lyrical.
I could agree with that, but I think a part of that is that he just hasn't displayed that level of rap ability for us to even judge
it. That's true, too. He hasn't tried to go there.
Yeah.
It's, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to be like, try to fry Tyler, the Creator and stuff like, or try to like beef with him.
No.
And if they do.
I mean, you've seen what happened to Khaled.
Yeah. He was a menace to DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
What did he do to Khaled? I missed it.
You didn't see his response to Khaled? Or he was just like one of the very few moments that he was like glowing about his life. And he was like, what are you saying? Like garage silly, pockets swollen or something. He was just going off about his life. And he was like, Khaled, Khaled's whole life and message is being number one and being the best. And he didn't get that. And now he got to live with that.
For the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life.
It was off this album?
No, the previous album.
It was,
Igor.
It was Igor. DJ Khaled had came out with that album. Like, I forgot what album it was, but that was the joint that he had.
With his son on it. With his son on it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was called Khaled, right?
Something like that. But yeah. That was the one where he had, like, Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne.
He had everybody. Rick Ross,
he had, like, everybody on it. And Tyler, the Creator, won Album of the Year. So after that, DJ Khaled was, like, driving in his car, like, mad as shit, like I make art and I got all these people and I'm, you know, they not playing that at the clubs and all that.
Yeah.
And then Tyler just kept trolling them like mm-hmm. I'm not gonna take you serious,
right?
Cooked them.
But yeah,
he kind of deserved that then.
Yeah, he said he had everybody on that album, and I'm on stage with a wig on.
By himself. You gotta be mad.
Earthquake.
Them. And Igor was tough too.
It was a great album.
Igor was such a good album. And Tyler, man, listen, we've had these discussions about album runs and stuff like that. People might have to pay attention.
Yo, 3 for 3, bro.
This 3-album run right here that he had with Igor, Call Me If You Get Lost, and now Chromacopia. Again, it's not the albums that you're gonna hear in the clubs. But these are the albums that you sit and you listen to.
Timeless.
And you digest what he's saying, and you just listen to everything, and it's some good artwork, man.
Some great music, man.
It's some very good music. And I think, like Dave said a couple weeks ago, we're just waiting for him to get that little hit, like that one radio John that people are gonna remember him for. Like Earthquake is probably his biggest radio hit.
Yeah.
But even that don't stand the test of time against like some of these Kendrick Jones, some of these Drake Jones, some of these J. Cole Jones. Like he needs another one that's gonna like be up there with DNA, Humble, Tale of Two Cities, Controller. I don't know any Drake, but like his
controller,
like his, you know, those type of radio hits that you're gonna remember these artists for.
Yeah,
but it's a good album, man. I'm definitely enjoying this album, and it leads me to this. I'm interested, in what you guys have to say about this, but. With this album coming out, right, we got so much good music out right now. Like, what I wanted to do for this, I guess, like, this pseudo top five, maybe, like, just this week's, like, I wouldn't say top five, but, like, I guess, what's been a song, what's been your go-to as of right now? Like, what's been something that you've been listening to? Because, again, we're in these crazy times where there's a bunch of, you know, uncertainty with what America is going to look like. You don't know what the next move is going to be. You don't know what's going to happen. But music is always a place where you can kind of listen to and it kind of zones you out and you can just chill. Has there been a song or something that you guys have been in your bag with or just been listening to, whether it be a new album, Dave, that just came out and something that you've been listening to off that album, or Benny, maybe a well-produced beat or something that just has kind of been in your wheelhouse as of recently? Because I feel like we all need that right now. We all need that little chill moment, that little time to just relax and yeah. listen to something. And what I love about this podcast is it's a very open podcast. So we've had people come on here before that'll give us some unique sounding songs. And it's what makes them vibe out. It's what makes them chill. We all got our own voice. And I love introducing people to new music. So I think that's what I want to do for this pseudo top five. Maybe we won't do five songs each, but maybe just like a song right now that's kind of getting you through everything, that's kind of mellowing you out.
Yeah.
You chilling, you're relaxed. What's that song right now for you? And I could go first.
Yeah, kick us off, Dad.
You want me to go first? This song right here has been on repeat for the whole year for me. And it features my favorite artist right now, which is El Mean. I've played his music on here before, and it also features the artist that we heard in the beginning of the episode, Leon Thomas. He hopped on a remix for this song of El Mean called Sweetness.
Yeah.
And this song right here, I'll explain how it's getting me through the year once I play the song, but it's called Sweetness. It's more of an R&B slow song, but the lyrics is what always gets me. Like this boy's voice.
If love's bright, once it beats, my words blind, it can't see all the things I decide we can be. Hours went by, I can't breathe. Time will tell, well, it seems. Tired truth, show me things I believe. How it dies. What's inside, try it gradually. Sweetness was so divine to me. God was the one who cared for me. Felt what I left regretfully. Spoil where we'd rather be. We could have been just fine. Hanging up on the vine. We would have been just fine. Hanging up on the vine. Bitter cloud circle memories.
Shout out to Victorious.
To be loved. What one is blind now? Intentional. Your heart to be round. When did everything that we share crash and burn down?
That's my favorite part.
Am I loud? What's inside, try it gradually. Sweetness was so divine to me.
Sweetness, El Mean featuring Leon Thomas. That's my song of the year so far.
It's easy and you are.
Reason that's my song of the year is because that song, I think it came at the right moment for me. I, you know, you guys I think I said this before in the pod, but I did go through a breakup earlier in the year, and those lyrics from that song kind of hit different. Basically, the whole song is like, we would have been chilling if we just would have stayed where we were at, and not, you know, none of us talked up about what was going on. But it's kind of one of those things, was like, it had to happen in order for us to be better than what we were before. So mm-hmm. we would have been just fine hanging up on the vine. We would have been there cool if we just would have been where we were at. But it had to be done. And I felt like that song had came at a perfect moment. Plus with those voice, you know, those two guys could sing crazy. And the beat was perfect. It's just a perfect song, in my opinion. So that's my song where if I'm going through something, or if I'm like studying, if I'm stressing out, I'm going to throw that song on to kind of mellow me out, chill out, kind of put me in a better mind space. So Sweetness by El Mean featuring Leon Thomas. Definitely check them out. Both of them came out with albums this year too. Beautiful albums. 10 out of 10 albums in my opinion for both of them. Dave or Bendito, who has anybody, any, either one of y'all got a song that you've been.
Benny, go ahead, man.
Mine's is a completely
different vibe.
Different vibe.
I'm with it. That's why I love this segment right here.
This song is kind of old. But
what's the name?
Maybach by Future. Yeah. This joint is my starting my day on a good note, because my life is up right now.
Okay.
And I'm keeping it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I hear this joint, it just get me in that mood to go make some money, to go just have a good life.
Yeah.
It just give me hype.
Let me hear this. Maybach by Future.
I ain't about to play with these niggas, feel me?
This joint right here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get these bags, you know?
Okay. Hold
up.
3:30 in the morning on my way to work. Good drink. This joint blasting, bro.
How's it begin? You know what I'm saying? Showing the proof. You did fatter, you did.
Fatter, you did.
Spraying that shit like an A-Rap. Streets tell you going crazy. Got my young niggas going crazy. Young niggas. Mask up, nigga, here day. Young got the shop stick with me here day. Half a pound in the ashtray. Burn down, nigga, wild way. Burn down on good drink, on good drink, on good drink. Oh. Money long, gets money long. Get the yellow diamonds lying on the
ground. Jumping low
like an essay. Getting doped up, that's every day. Hermes, I'm in every day. Keep some Cartier, I'm in every day. Fuck a bitch in the bed, wait. I hit a right on the staircase. Hit that mouth, I go bad face. Put them in that mouth, I go bad face. Pain pills, took a double dose. Got a bankroll with some iron on me. They told you I was a real, real nigga. They wasn't lying on me. I get better and better with time on me. Drinking codeine like wine on me. Step on the scene, got dimes on me. It's a dirty game, nigga, dying. Hit a throat, then dive and hit it. Flip over, switch sides in it. Niggas switch your size, they supply niggas. Thank God they ain't my niggas. Stack tall like I hide in. Still a car used to ride in. I had the hot box, had to ride in. Foreign coupes now riding. Jimmy Choo, I just vibing. I'm on dabbing, I'm just vibing. Boss nigga when I'm fine with her. Ain't never trying to be a side nigga. Never trying to be a crap nigga. Take a champagne path, nigga. Take a real champagne path, nigga. You can hit on with that yapping now. I'm a go ahead.
You know that whole time. Maybe saw Benny that whole time.
He was getting money.
He was just making money behind the camera.
His pocket started swelling up.
I'll tell you.
He was just getting money behind the camera.
I was just behind the camera flowing.
He was like a snake coming out of the money bag.
A bag with a money sign up. Yo, that's hilarious.
Money satchel.
Yeah,
that's been getting you through hard times.
I mean,
no, it's different. It's different music makes you feel different.
Be sad, you just failed a test.
A pass.
That test didn't matter, bro.
A soda test.
Yo, failing a soda test is insane.
A blindfold.
What soda is this?
It's the new caramel Pepsi.
Like wrong.
Bring a future.
Wrong. It's a Pepsi.
Nah, but I fuck with it though.
That don't get me hype.
That's what I'm saying, man. Different music, different times. It can get you through a day. It can get you through the week, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to Future.
That's on on shuffle. I listen to that song way too often. Like when the rap sheet for Spotify come up,
yeah,
that's going to be on there 100%.
Yes, that John Sweetness is going to be my number one song. It's never left since this came out. It's never left the number one spot for me.
That's like one of the great things about music is sometimes it just be like a John from that's been out, but for some reason you just get hooked on it.
Yeah, that song came out so long ago.
2016.
Yeah,
2016. I just looked it up. It was from 2016. And you're
like, man, I just can't I play this nonstop. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It doesn't have to necessarily have come out recently.
Yeah.
8 years, and you...
I'm in your playing bag. It like it just dropped,
like
bro.
It just dropped. That's tough. No, that's tough. I fuck with it. Dave, what's up, Pop?
All right. My song that is in rotation, I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I went to this person's concert. So I'm gonna play a Kate Renata track.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Song called Witchy, featuring Childish Gambino.
This joint is fire. You gotta run that back. You kinda came in. It deserves a run back.
Hey yo, Jerry Chestnut. Dick on your chest, my nigga. Fuck out of here.
Y'all just can't be on the street, too.
Magic. It's something special in the morning. It's 2:15 up in the morning. I'm talking to you, but I'm really trying to hold your hand. Spirits.
I think that's the song. Is this the perfect song to end it off on too?
Sure.
Listen, y'all,
run us out.
That has been episode 129 of the Cruise Control. As we always say, please follow us: Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, TikTok. YouTube. At the Cruise Control Show. Follow us. Follow us. Subscribe. Like. Comment.
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut.
We love you guys for listening every episode. From Bendito to Half White to Cannoli Cruise, it's your boy Chess. Episode 129. We love you guys. Peace.
Lick your lips.
Everybody, lick your lips right now.
Can you feel it?
He can act, he can sing, he can rap.
See, modern day James Bond.
I hate him. I want to do all three talents.
Well, just the Avengers of talent.